The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand.
See live off the record with Chivago Line is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, the Free National Movement, Mocktails Pizza, Prince Masters, the Progressive Liberal Party, RF Bank and Trust, Bronze Electric Motors, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-459, the 324-259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. So much happening, so much to talk about. Both political parties have now released their, have launched their campaign platforms. Only one, to the best of my knowledge, has released their full platform. And that would be the Free National Movement, released its manifesto. You've seen some of the items. I have a copy of it. Some of their, one at least of the items has made some headlines. The Progressive Liberal Party also had a launch of their platform, but that document has not been released digitally or otherwise, as far as I am aware. If it has been, please somebody update me, but as far as I'm aware, that's not been released. So, but we are getting into the thick of things with the promises are rolling now. Promises are rolling. Do not text Z Live. Do not call Z Live to say promises are comfort to a fool, because that's nonsense talk. In politics and in life, text me saying that, because ultimately a campaign, political campaign in our democracies, which is predicated on a future performance of those seeking to be elected, can only be based in terms of the future on promises. So if you think promises are comfort to a fool and you're not a fool, you might as well don't listen to nobody who is trying to campaign to tell you what they're going to do for you in the future, because the only thing they can do is promise. They can't talk about what they have done in the future, because you could only do something in the future, So you could only, today, if you're going to do it in the future, you could only promise it now, okay? So I don't want to hear that talk, because it doesn't really make any sense, right? You can evaluate the past performance of people. That's part of evaluating their fitness for governing. It's a part of evaluating whether their promises are believable. But know that if you're going to read a plan, if you're going to read a manifesto, the only thing you're doing is reading promises, and that's all you're going to get. That's the only thing they can give. Okay, and there's nothing else they can give you other than in terms of the future, in terms of what they would like to do over the period of time from election to the next election, are promises. That's it. You don't get nothing else. Okay, so let's not get overly caught up in that. By the way, today we have with us a Free National Movement candidate. Again, this is a series of, as we are getting from any number of candidates, paid spots by the party for highlighting their issues, their candidates, etc. I don't want nobody rowing me, but who ain't on or who ain't on. If all goes well, April 16th, we're supposed to have the Progressive Liberal Party on. And so we're taking all comers once they call the Guardian and set up their situation. But we have once again with us today His Excellency Mr. Darren Hanfield, who is the Free National Movement's candidate for South Beach, former Member of Parliament and former Minister of Foreign Affairs, Defence Force officer, former of longstanding. Welcome, Mr. Hanfield.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. It's wonderful to be with you this morning on this afternoon on this beautiful day in this country, which George Washington referred to one time as the Isle of John, perpetual sunshine.
The last time I saw you, you were shaking your leg while some of us were shaking our leg.
listen. I thought I was back in 1979, 1980, 81. Right? When I got home, I realized how painful I was.
I feel you, bro. I understand myself. I've been there.
It's good to be here today with you.
Well, welcome. These are serious times in which we are contemplating as a country what to do with ourselves governing wise for the next 5 years. Election is scheduled for May 12th. The Free National Movement held a rally in Grand Bahama. Free National Movement released its manifesto. So where are things? Where are you all? And what are you hearing? What are you feeling? What are you thinking?
You know, I want to thank the people of South Beach for welcoming me into their homes and many of them into their hearts. And I feel them. I understand their plight. And I promise them that I will do my best through God. My father says to me, you know, he's a bishop. He says, you can only do what God makes you to do. And through God, I will do my best to serve them as best as we can, humanly possible, should they seek to hire me on the 12th of May. We in the Free National Movement are feeling very, very optimistic. We're feeling very good about the first, you know, when we had the candidates roll out the other day down at Bahama, we thought that was an event, to be reckoned with. And we see others catch up, but the event was so well put on, gave the Bahamian people so much information about who we are and what we intend to do as we govern. And then in Grand Bahama, of course, we believe Grand Bahama is the home of the Free National Movement. I saw some children the other day who visited the Senate, and some of them were from Lewis Yard. And I said, do you know that Lewis Yard is perhaps what I consider the birthplace of the FNM, in that, you know, they gave us our firstborn from Grand Bahama and Maurice Moore after a fracas in that area. You know, if you know the history of the whole thing in Grand Bahama. Grand Bahama is the FNM country, we believe that. And we believe Grand Bahama will return us 5 seats to the Free National Movement. Well, of course, last night we rolled out our manifesto, and the town is ablaze, is a buzz, and we're very proud of our leader, Michael Pintard, for the job that he is doing and galvanizing this party, bringing it together to present a strong caucus and a strong manifesto that the Bahamian people can truly be proud of, sink their teeth into, and see where we go from here.
By the way, just so you know, I went to Lewis Yard Primary School, eh?
Okay. Those kids were actually Chivago from Lewis Yard Primary School. I think they were actually from Lewis Yard, and I took the time.
Yeah.
Because I was on the floor in the Senate at the time they visited. And I used that opportunity to say to them, you know, you are historical in the FNM.
So you now have your promises to the people laid out in full.
Mm-hmm.
So we as a country get to evaluate what it is that you have put out. Can you discuss some of the major tenets of the manifesto that you think Absolutely. People should be aware of?
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. The big ticket item, I believe, announced last night by the leader was our intention to introduce a national lottery. You know, if you remember, when we had what was later called an opinion poll for a lottery in the Bahamas, the majority of Bahamian people who voted in that referendum, they voted for a national lottery. And we wound up with a few companies being licensed to operate lotteries in the Bahamas. And we are of the opinion that we can coexist with these companies that are licensed to operate in the Bahamas, but in the interest of the Bahamian people, we want for the Bahamian people to be able to benefit directly through a vehicle that we will set up, a private entity with a properly prescribed board with minimal government interference that will run and function this lottery fund toward investing in education and youth engagement programs and sports and culture. Aren't you tired of seeing young men and young women who are going to represent our country or want to participate in sports of any kind, of any genre, standing around these food stores and other places with these forms in their hands asking for sponsorship? We believe that most countries in the world that have introduce these type of national ventures have been successful, and we see no reason why we cannot do so in the Bahamas to help the Bahamian people move further along. The government is stretched. We are not a country that raise the kind of income tax and other taxes that many jurisdictions raise to cause us to have the kind of roads that you see when you go to Florida and you come back home and the overpasses. Rest of it, they're always doing something around Miami or Lauderdale Airport, and Bahamians come back and wonder, why can't we be like this? Well, funding such as lottery funding is used to help some of these things, and we believe it could be used to good effect in the interest of Bahamian people.
And you do not believe that this will be a major source of anxiety for perhaps the church? Maybe some citizens who think the Bahamas shouldn't venture into the lottery.
I got a call from a pastor this morning, a good friend of mine, a bishop. I won't call his name, and he asked me, "Are you all serious?" And I said, "Yes, sir, Bishop, we are." I said, "You know, I'm a man of scripture myself," and I said, "You know, when people ask Jesus if he agreed with divorce, Jesus said that was never the will of God." Right? It was never the intention. I come into your question, but because of the stiffness, the hardness of the heart of man, Moses granted a bill of divorcement, and what Moses granted became law. Bahamian people voted, by and large, in our opinion, for a national lottery, the majority of them. The lottery is now a part of our legislation in the Bahamas. It is legal. And so if it is legal and we don't intend to repeal it, there's no reason why the Bahamian people ought not benefit in their own patrimony from the lottery directly. And so, yes, we expect that there will be some anxiety, but we expect that there will be understanding and appreciation for what we're trying to do, which is to create more funding to help in programs with youth engagement, with culture, with sports, with the blue and green and orange economy. You know, these are some of the things that our leader is very interested in. All his life he's been a part of trying to make youth development in the Bahamas better. And I believe that this venture is worthwhile doing. And the Bahamian people at the end determine whether or not, you know, they like the idea or they don't.
We're going to take a break, but when we come back, I want you to speak to other major announcements arising or in the manifesto when we come back from the break.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
The following is a paid political message.
Out of Kalani.
That was a paid political message.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible. Work with the brightest minds and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. If you're in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have today with us a special guest, Darren Henfield, who is the Free National Movement's candidate for South Beach. And we're talking about the recent events. The party has rolled out its platform, had a rally in Grand Bahama. But Mr. Henfield, you were talking to us about other major announcements in the manifesto. But let me read something for you. It says, good afternoon. Great show. I like the questions. I support the national lottery. I do have a question as to how they propose to build 1,000 homes each year that would account for 2.5 houses built each day. Now that's one of your major announcements, 5,000 homes you seek to build in your tenure.
I love that question too, because I heard something on your newscast. It's now one suggesting that we couldn't do it, but of course, you know, We accept everybody's opinion. But before I answer, just let me say that we're going to be in Carmichael Road, opposite Golden Gates Assembly on tomorrow evening, where we will have a Southern Zone rally for the Free National Movement. And we expect to see everybody out there who are FNM and who want to be FNM and who like the idea and want to hear the ideas and want to hear more of our policies to come out there and be with us tomorrow evening at 7. Housing has been a pet peeve, we believe, for Bahamians for a very long time. No, you know, I hear people bragging about how many homes they built, right? This last administration, over the course of the last 4.5 years, I think, has built, and any one of them could call in and correct me, you know, because I've not seen the figure anywhere that I could put my finger on it. But I don't know that they built more than 150 homes, right? If they have, they can call in and see. Now, those homes that they built them in a time without any kind of a distraction. They had no Dorian, they had no COVID. And they brag about 200 homes or under 200 homes, I believe it is. And they tout this idea that the FNM had built no homes. Every modern community in this country, particularly in New Providence, has been built by an FNM administration. I want to lead by saying that. We are known for building homes. Nobody built more homes than the Ingram administration. We're the same FNM. We're just under new management, but we're the same FNM. Somehow, Chivago, we're going to have to find a way to make home ownership more affordable for young people. When I walk through South Beach and I come into young families that are paying rent, I say to them, listen, I ask them, how much are you paying for this rent? And they tell me. And I say, if you can pay a mortgage, a rent, you at this cost, you can pay a mortgage. The problem they have, you know, is not paying or maintaining a mortgage. The problem they have is coming up with a down payment, right, that will give them land or an opportunity for land and to build their home. And so this is a challenge that we intend to meet head on for them. The down payment for home and property is very challenging for these young people. And so we intend to find ways and means and mechanisms, so with public-private partnerships and other means, with business partners, that will help them to come into the realization of owning their own homes. I got a call, incidentally, another call. I had a lot of calls this morning from another friend of mine who is gung-ho and big on building houses. And this question he put to me, and I'm going to put it to the Bahamian people right now, and to you. He said, do you think you have 200 contractors in the Bahamas? I say, much more. He said, do you believe that 200 contractors in the Bahamas, a contractor can build 20 homes a year? I say, I believe so. I'm not saying that these are the traditional type of homes that we're going to build, because we're going to build a multiplicity of homes of different structures and kinds. But if 20 homes are built by 200 contractors a year, I know mathematician, that's why I read law. I didn't like numbers. You're a mathematician. That equates to about 4,000 homes in 1 year. If we could look at it that way, right?
Well, let's put it like this, right? I heard Sabas Bastian's comments on this. Yeah. I also heard him quib. I thought it was curious that he knows a little something about numbers. So yeah. He was quibbing. He often doesn't want people to talk about his numbers experience, but he quib about it.
Yeah.
And I heard the reality is the trying to do a calculation that says it's 5,000 in 5 years, it's 1,000 a year, and then bring it down to one, X number of houses a day is a absolutely non-logical calculation of home construction. It is not logical. Because home construction doesn't happen like that. So mm-hmm. I have built homes. I have built homes.
Yes.
And I have built apartments, right? So just as the person who talked to you said, let's say you have 10 contractors.
Yes.
And one home can be built in 4 months. That means then that in 4 months, you can build 40 homes.
Yes.
So it's not a question of building a home a day. Nobody builds a home a day. But what you can do is you can build multiple homes at the same time over a series of time, and then you get to have hundreds built in a year, maybe thousands, or thousands plus, et cetera. So it's conceivable, it's doable. That the biggest issue is the money, the resources, and the quality controls to ensure that people get in affordable but decent, nice homes. That's the question that has to be confronted.
Exactly. But
this notion that you can't do 5,000, that's nonsense notion. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. If
the resources are there, we can do it. We have confidence in Bahamian builders. We have confidence in Bahamians. We have confidence that Bahamians will invest in these homes because it's needed.
I do caution the Free National Movement, though. It is a lofty promise.
There are constraints
to home building. There are constraints to home ownership beyond the deposit. There are constraints. People are more constrained by the qualifying factors, particularly evidence as it relates to land ownership, than they are about anything else. Because banks exist to lend. They want to lend. But they are only going to lend to qualifying lenders, and being able to pay a rent isn't always the standard a bank will accept.
Yes.
I'm just saying these are the constraints that have to be examined in trying to press for whatever.
We accept that, but our objective is those Bahamians who qualify, right, and who desire to have a home, mm-hmm. we should do all that is humanly possible as an administration to cause them to realize that reality and that goal.
Yeah.
Every Bahamian family ought to have a home if they seek to do so and can afford to do so. Those who can't, the government must find another way to support and assist them in whichever form or fashion we might be able to do so. Speaking about homes, right? We have indicated also that we will do a 10 million exemption. Not a 10 million exemption, a tax exemption on people who redevelop like apartments with 4 units or more, right? We're going to do a tax exemption on those.
It's the property tax exemption I read, yeah.
That's right. It is a 10-year property tax exemption for 4 units or more. And this does a couple of things for us, right? The government can't provide all of the housing necessary across this country. And so what this does is it makes available more business for people to enter into. Some people have these apartments, and many of them are so run down, they're not rentable, right? And so if you can go into your place, fix it up, get it refurbished and renovated, and rent it without fair real property tax for 10 years, you provide housing, and you immediately lift a blight from the community that you're in. And so these are the type of ideas that we're putting forward in that regard as it relates to housing and providing more opportunities for Bahamians. You know, we also believe that Bahamians should be able to participate in their patrimony, right? And so Airbnbs have become very popular in recent years. And imagine that you can refurbish your building, get it in the Airbnb market, and begin to make real money from tourism, other than these monstrous hotels that come here through investments. And Bahamians don't really feel that money as they feel they should in the economy. Even though you know the tourism dollar touches every home in this country. And so that's what we believe that we can do in the housing sphere.
Miss Texas, thank you for asking the question. Agreed with multiple homes. I just feel that starting 1,000 homes per year is an ambitious platform, and it may lose those persons who may not have the mindset to grasp that. I just feel not focus on the number, but focus on the commitment to building affordable housing.
I accept that critique.
You accept it, but I don't, you know. Let me tell you why. We say that you should, when you do goals, you should do SMART goals. SMART mm-hmm. goals are specific, they are measurable, mm-hmm. right? They are achievable. They are relevant. And, you know, they are time sensitive, right? So that's a SMART goal. Now, the only question is whether 1,000 is achievable. Now, again, if the land exists and the resources exist, that's the question. That's really the question. But SMART goals are important. So we've had we've had governments and political parties too often say, oh, we're going to improve this. Well, what does that mean? How about a measurable something? If you hit 800, if you have 400 or 500, you can say, you know, we sought to do 1,000, but we hit this number. So SMART goals are specific. So just so my texter knows that.
You know, Shivago, on that point, right? People ought to, Bahamians ought to focus on not just New Providence or Grand Bahama.
That's correct.
Have disappointments of our people. We have people in need of housing all across this archipelago, right? Yeah. People are in need of homes. And so this is not just a Nassau-centric or a Grand Bahama-centric focus. This is all across the country. And I believe we can do it. I believe we have the leadership in place that will drive it. And I believe it is a goal that we will achieve. I really strongly believe that. One of the next things, if you permit me, if you're ready to move, that we like is we intend to give parents, right, $200 per month in aid of child support. Now, you know, I heard
not parents aid, because I got at least one dependent child. You can give me $200 a month.
No. I think these are children that are kindergarten age children who parents are working and they need to put them someplace. And I'll have to check that again. And they need to take them to a daycare or whatever. Young families trying to make it. You know, Deidre and I, we had two little boys and we had no family here. You know, so my godmother used to keep our son down in Mount Pleasant for a while, and then Miss Blair. But we had to give a little something, you know, to help with that. We want to help young families do that. You know, my personal view is that Bahamian women and men, young families need to have more children, but that's a story for another day, right? And so we intend to do that. And there was also a jab at that proposal, you know. But here's how the leader answered that last night. So we will not use a third of what this government, I believe he said, in consultancies, is about $200 million to support this program when we looked at the numbers on this program. And so if we're not going to use a third of the $200 million that is being spent now, right, in support of consultants over the course of this administration, why can't we spend this money to help support young families?
We have to take a break, pay our respects to our great sponsors, and then when we come back, we will continue. I'm from Darren Henfield. You're listening to See Live on Survival Line. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm.
It's the Free National Movement Fire Forward Rally, Nassau Southern Zone. Hear from Dr. Dwayne Sands, Bamboo Town, Darren Henfield, South Beach, Denari Road, Pinewood, Arithia Komalafi, Carmichael, Michael Folks, Golden Gates, Rick Fox, Garden Hills, Deputy Leader, Shannon Dawn Cartwright, and Party Leader, Michael Pintar. This Tuesday, April 14th, at Golden Gates Rural Outreach Ministries parking lot at 7:30 p.m. That's the Free National Movement Fire Forward Rally, Nassau Southern Zone. See you there.
At Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. To get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. Margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's the Free National Movement Fire Forward Rally, Nassau Southern Zone. Hear from Dr. Dwayne Sands, Bamboo Town, Darren Hinfield, South Beach, Denari Road, Pinewood, Arithia Komalafi, Carmichael, Michael Folks, Golden Gates, Rick Fox, Garden Hills, Deputy Leader, Shannon Dawn Cartwright, and Party Leader, Michael Pintar. This Tuesday, April 14th, at Golden Gates Rural Outreach Ministries parking lot at 7:30 p.m. That's the Free National Movement Fire Forward Rally, Nassau Southern Zone. See you there!
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon, where we're speaking with Mr. Darren Hinfield, Free National Movement's candidate for the South Beach constituency. Mr. Hinfield, this text says, ask you if the FNM will have free food and drinks at the rally like the PLP did. It draws people and they have in bracket satire.
At our rally, we intend to have, I had a constituent call me and ask if we're setting up stalls where they wanted to come out and see if they could make a couple of dollars. And I hope she'll be able to do that. So we invite you to come to our rally nonetheless, and hear the policies and the direction in which we want to take this country. Speaking
you only of it, you're only having no free food and no free drinks at no rally. Who does that?
I haven't heard of that. I haven't heard the FNM doing anything like that, you know?
Okay.
And talking about that, the last thing we left off on, I wanna come back at that a little bit, if you permit me, Chivago. When we talk about the child support and the $200, you know, this program that we want to introduce, right? Is intended to give $200 per month per child for the first 2 years of that child's life. And we want to give this $200 per month for the first 2 years of the child's life to eligible parents, right? To assist them financially, to help them cover childcare costs during crucial early years of the child's life and the bonding and development period. And we want to support young families who are standing up families. I believe in this country, all across this country, we need to do more initiatives like this as a government. But we believe that we need to do things like this as a government to help families stand up in the Bahamas, all across this country. And that is the intention of the program.
This text says, hey, Lang, why is Sabah speaking like he's the Minister of Housing? Why Keith Bell isn't speaking on housing and he is the Minister of Housing? Every PLP government minister spoke about their ministry except Keith Bell. I don't know.
But I could say something on that.
Man, please, this is your hour.
It seems to me that this cabinet is a confused one, right? There are a couple of things that they have done that, in my mind, having sat in the cabinet as you did, is outside of convention. One of the things that they do is they come outside and they read cabinet papers, or they talk about what is in the cabinet conclusion. That is not the Westminster Convention. That then puts in effect this view that when you sit in the cabinet, your view has to be guarded. And you know, and I know, when we sit in the cabinet, our views are unvarnished, straightforward, and sometimes even impolite. And so you'd find in this administration, the Minister of National Security, he speaks about any and everything, including legal affairs, immigration. He speaks about everything. And so if you have a Minister of Housing responsible for housing, by the way, a Minister of Housing that was moved from immigration, right? Not fired, transferred from immigration to another ministry after having presided over finding 60 or more migrants in a hotel working. Nobody noted this day how they got there, right? And the whistleblower was punished. You know, the acting director of immigration was well, you know, they said she resigned. But we know how that happens in the public service, right? And then the same minister, my MP, goes to a church service and hands out nationalization papers and the rest of it. And then to put the icing on the cake, this government now says that they're going to deal with immigration in the next term. After saying to the Bahamian people that there is no problem with immigration, there's no issue with immigration, why are you going to deal with it in the next term? You know, we did an immigration bill to address smuggling and asylum in the Bahamas, and we forced them, with help from the Bahamian people, to remove Section 11 from that bill, which would have exonerated a smuggler smuggling people into the Bahamas in the first half of the bill that they brought to the Parliament of the Bahamas to pass. And so I'm not in the least confused by the way they speak out of turn and by the way they act. Any minister in a pintard government could rest assured, I can speak for my friend when I say this, I believe that any minister in a pintard government who acts in that way, being transferred, he will not be transferred with Michael Pintard. He or she will be sent home.
But just a couple of things. I mean, the conclusions of cabinet, if the prime minister does not object, can be, if they want to say it to the public, it's public business. That's okay. It's the discussions of cabinet that don't get released, eh? And then if you're taking something to cabinet for discussion, you're not supposed to divulge that kind of thing by preempting cabinet decision. So I mean, it's the conclusion. If somebody is not reading, you're not suggesting they were reading from the cabinet paper.
Well, they do all kinds of things. You know, I heard the Minister of Tourism come outside the cabinet and say that, you know, I wasn't for this buoy thing, you know. But they put them buoys in black and exorbitant the rest of it anyway, you know.
All right.
So we have to come back to good governance in the Bahamas. We have to come back to transparency in the Bahamas. We have to come back to accountability, you know. And you know, you heard Michael Pintard say, when we had the Canada rollout, there is no tolerance, there is no help for those of us that go afield, go off the field and or far afield and doing what we feel like doing. Outside of the norms of legality. We're not going to tolerate that. The Bahamian people are tired of that. And that's why when we go to every door knocking, there's this apathy that people don't want to vote anymore because, you know, they try to say that we are all alike. But we cannot, I can't see an FNM administration operate. Can you imagine working with you, huh? And getting away with some of the things that I've seen tolerated in this town? People using their vehicle to move policemen out of the way. And nothing happens. We don't even know what happened at the end of that case. Nothing happens. Companies, corporations that the government sold, we believe. And no one would come out and say to whom and how and why. And if in fact it is sold. You know, these are the type of things. That's why we intend to pass in the first 90 days of our administration, should the Lord permit us, the Freedom of Information Act. Because we believe that a country that hides the information from its citizens whom they intend to govern is not a democracy.
We're all
capable of that, right? We're all capable of it.
We have to take a lunch break. We have 15 minutes left for you, but so you can hold on until we are done with the lunch break. Fair enough?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We are speaking with today Mr. Darren Henfield, at least for a few more minutes, the Free National Movement's candidate for South Beach. The FNM recently rolled out its manifesto of promises. Somebody wanted to let me know, Mr. Henfield, that yes, Mr. Lang, you are right. They are all promises, but you can judge on the track record of those promises what and if any was fulfilled. Well, no, you can't judge on the track record of the promises people are making. You can make judgments about the promises people made. These new promises are for the future. So what you're saying is you can look at what people did when they had a chance to do something about what they did promise, and you can make that judgment. But how you stated it is not correct. Mr. Henfield, again, the party's platform is really the note that people have to use to get a sense of what's in it for us as a country. You've talked about the national lottery. You've talked about housing. You have talked about the $200 a month. Anything else that stands out that people should be aware of in that manifesto?
People should also know, as we talk about monies.
You did mention immigration too. Sorry, now just to be complete.
Yes. People should also note that we intend to give a stipend to young people who are enrolled in a training program or course of any kind, so any kind of apprenticeship program, I suppose it is. You know, when I walk $100 a week for that. When I walked through South Beach on Saturday, I met a man building cabinets, and I said to him, you know, we intend to introduce a program in this country, and me in particular in South Beach, as I've spoken to some of the technical people there, electricians, plumbers and carpenters, and him, a finished cabinet builder, that I can give you two or three young men, right, to train. And he was so, to train to build cabinets like you can. And he was so delighted to hear that, right? These are some of the type of things that we want to do. But we also believe, Brother Lang, that national security, albeit very, very important, because every parent wants to know that their child, when they're on their way to school or back, can do so in a community with safety. And these are the type of things that we expect the national security minister to speak to, not overturn and on other things. And you don't have a handle on managing the things it is that you're supposed to be doing. But we believe that national security is part and parcel of food. These exogenous shocks or things in the world that we have no control over, when they happen, they hit us in the food stores, at the gas tanks, and in our homes, really, at the dinner tables, right? And so our policy, and this was introduced by our leader in the last administration, where he served as the agriculture minister, is that, yeah, you know, 70%
of the food sourced.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, that 70% of the food or supplies sourced by government should be spent on Bahamian products, on stuff made in the Bahamas. And this is what he calls the Bahamian policy. We also believe that 40% of the foods that we eat in our restaurants and hotels and food stores that sell food when it's available, should be sourced from Bahamian farmers. And that is why we intend to revolutionize farming to the point where we cut down this hundreds of millions of dollars. Not ghost golden egg now. We ain't talking about no ghost golden egg program to spend millions and millions of dollars, and we can't find no appreciable count of eggs anywhere in this country. They're still talking about what they can do in the next time when it comes to the golden yolk program. But yet they won't build on progress. What progress? What progress they're building on?
We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Langer. Guess how you doing?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Hey, right here, man. Hey, quick question. Two questions for your guest, right? One question, right, pertaining to the national lottery, right? If they allow the national lottery, right, will they allow the public to purchase shares within that? And the second thing, right, I'd like to make a note of, right, with the living crisis, right, with the housing crisis, right, I still can't get wrapped around my head how the houses would be affordable for people, because then the price of lime going up, the price of concrete going up, pipe going up, all building materials went up. And plus, the government still would have to purchase the land for the individual to live on. That ain't free. So I can't see how it could be within under $250,000 at least. So the normal average individual still wouldn't be able to afford it. So how would that be possible?
Okay. Okay, let's answer your last question first.
There is a shortage of government-owned or crown land in Nassau, but not across this country, right? And so we're going to have to dig a little harder to find land to be able to Nassau. Grand Bahama has land. Abaco, Lucerne, the major islands in this country have land. And you know, that can have the added impact or effect of causing people to want to go back home and build and live and do whatever they want to do, invest, right? And so we're going to have to be able to work out the modalities of that as we will with the lottery. But we said that we will introduce a board of directors, a private acting type of board with limited government interference that will set up the modalities of how the lottery is done. If the board decides that the best way to do that is to sell shares, we are known for selling shares. We are not like the other people. We sold shares in APD. We sold shares and I think the port development downtown in Nassau. We are known for selling shares in the Free Nassau Movement. That's what we did. As a young Marine, I was able to buy some shares in APD because I was able to sign a salary deduction that were able to give me a little bit of shares. And so I'm a
maybe,
proud owner of shares in APD.
Maybe y'all should make sure you can't buy no lottery tickets if you don't own in the lottery. That way people will be prosuming as opposed to consuming.
There's an idea. That they can make their money back, right?
Yeah, you're making your money, but if you can gamble, gamble on yourself.
Yeah, so it's a win-win situation for them, you know. But we really want to improve the way we do food in the Bahamas. We want to inspire more people, the next generation, really, to get involved with farming. And we know that the only way that they can do it is with our help. We want to train them. We want to be able to get them equipment. You know, Michael Pintard is an agronomist by his education. And we saw what he did with backyard farming. We saw what he did with BAIC property that was held in abeyance in Andros, where he went and removed, you know, communities that ought to have been there, polluting our water table without even a shot fired. Most people didn't even hear that happen, right? When you came to fishing, he single-handedly marshaled through the cabinet and the parliament the removal of foreign fishes from Bahamian vessels right now today. And that causes some backlash because a lot of Bahamian fishing companies believe that the only way that they can fish and make a viable living in the Bahamas is through foreign fishermen. And right now today, a potential constituent of mine who is a fisherman, Brother Carroll, right? He sends me these things every day where they're chasing Dominicans off the banks. And these are the type of things that the Minister of National Security should be concerned with, right? We should always have a 200-footer down on them banks or pretty much near those banks to protect our interests and our resources. You know, I wish I could get into a story if I had time, what I said to the Cubans when I was foreign minister, I said, you're allowing people to come into our waters and fish and then drift back into your waters to avoid being apprehended. And I said, you got to stop that. You got to stop that. And they say, what do you want me to do, minister? I say, I want you to call me when you find them. When we run them and they run into your waters for safety, call us. And one day he called and handed over to us three of those motherships from the Dominican Republic. And these are the type of initiatives that help to preserve our resources for the Bahamian people. And so we want to grow farming. You want to cut down on our import bill for food.
We have two more minutes left. I just want to give you an opportunity to share whatever else you may wish to share about the plan, the thoughts, etc.
Yeah. We, Brother Lang, you know, we have our Operation Shield, which is very important to us. We will have a zero tolerance for illegal immigration. I know you hear it all the time, but we mean business. We're not like the other people who can come back to you and say, give us another chance. We can deal with that in the next time. We will not allow anyone to have a direct path to citizenship who comes into this country illegally. Whatever the law is, we will come to the Bahamian people if we have to do a referendum to do it. But whatever the law is, the Bahamian people will determine that that will never happen in this country again. We are going to limit the issuance of work permits. We believe we have too many Bahamians in this country to work, and work permit holders, invariably, many of them, even though they do yeoman's work, they become a burden on our society because the people who hire them ought to pay for their accommodations or to pay for their health care or to pay for the things that they come in this country to do or pay the government something in order to get that done. And so these are some of the issues that we intend to deal with and address. We will release the data, you know. I hear people talking with passports. Governments must know, you know, that documents are there. And we will release the information when we come to office. You know, they said to us, oh, there's no problem with passports. Laugh us to scorn. Now we see 90-something people in the courts for passports, and God knows where they are. I hope to God none of them got out in the world that will cause us more issues later on. But I want to say to the people of South Beach as we close, South Beach, you have been warm and welcoming to me. I have seen your plight. We've come in there. We've cleaned up toilets and parks. We've established a food voucher and a food feeding program. We've given you sandbags. We're conducting right now tree trimming and brush clearing. We're giving you roofing materials. You know, we get together often, Chivago, and we do some grill and chill and slam some dominoes so we can talk. We know our beach needs to be addressed because it is the worst one in New Providence when it comes to Montague and Saunders Beach and Goodman's Bay. It has no toilet facilities or showers outside that people can use. We want to develop programs, as you've heard me said, for the young people, young professionals, apprenticeship programs in plumbing and electrical and carpentry. But we can only do that if you hire me to work for you. Hire the Free National Movement. Come out and hear more about our plans on tomorrow evening, right there opposite the church in Carmichael Road. And you will hear more of the plans. You'll hear from our leader. You'll hear from our deputy. You'll hear from those persons that are vying for your votes in this southern corridor of New Providence. Thank you, Brother Lang.
Just before you go, we have one more caller. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Mr. Lang. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Mr.
Thank
Lang
you.
Mr. Hempstead, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Based on what I've seen on social media, and I won't say, I'll say to me it's facts, okay?
Okay, okay.
I've heard that apparently somebody got caught with some voter's card or passport or such, right? What I don't understand is when these things happen, why we are so quiet over it. I feel like this election coming here is going to be a confusion to the Bahamian people, like, what's happening here? It's a lot of talk that a lot of stuff is happening. And this election is going by. And then I just think we need to just put a pause and just find out what's really going on. Because anytime you see somebody get catch with these documents, he just happens to get catch. But what happened to the other person who hasn't gotten caught? you know, this is some serious time we live in this country. And I don't think my party is making sufficient noise. I think we just, what, you want to win this election or you want to try to win it? How are you going to win it? When you're allowing these people to get away with doing all these stupid... I have PLP friends who have a problem with what you see happening in this country. I think we need to either put a pause on this election or just expose these people and try to get to the bottom of what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Okay, go ahead, sir.
One of the problems we have in this administration is they don't answer questions. They don't answer public concerns because they treat it as if it is private and personal to themselves. But these type of issues of the allegations of someone being caught with voter's card and box trunk are very troubling for Bahamians. The allegations of the passports being just handed out to people willy-nilly, it appears, is very troubling for Bahamians. And so we need a government that will speak to you clearly. You know, sometimes in government, the news is not always good for the people to hear because you see it as a bad reflection on you. But it's better, my brother. It's better, my sister, if you give the word or dare. Where are the authorities who should be saying to the Bahamian public, in fact, this is true, right? Because I haven't seen the fellow on the news. You know, things are happening in this country. You hear about it every day. It's not on the news. And so what's going on? This is not a communist state, right? Or an authoritarian state where we censor the news, right?
Okay.
And so the authorities that are in charge of this country now and the police force and other agencies that ought to be speaking ought to speak clearly to the Bahamian people and let them know what is going on. We will demand that you speak when we come if the Bahamian people hire us.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your being on the show today and, you know, all the best.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure being with you, my brother. Let me dance again, man.
We'll find out.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Darren Enfield, Free National Movement candidate for the South Beach constituency. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we will continue our conversation. We'll be back after this.
Take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
The Free National Movement Fire Forward Rally, Nassau Southern Zone. Hear from Dr. Dwayne Sands, Bambletown, Darren Hinfield, South Beach, Denari Road, Pinewood, Arithia Komalafi, Carmichael, Michael Folks, Golden Gates, Rick Fox, Garden Hills, Deputy Leader, Shannon Dawn Cartwright, and Party Leader, Michael Pintar. This Tuesday, April 14th, at Golden Gates Rural Outreach Ministries parking lot at 7:30 p.m. That's the Free National Movement Fire Forward Rally, Nassau Southern Zone. See you there.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
We want pizza! We love Marcos!
Marcos has the best!
No sauce cheese! No sauce cheese! No sauce cheese! No, 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 no! No sauce cheese! No sauce cheese! No, 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 no!
Order Marcos now. We win on taste.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Whatever
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We have callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
I'm great. Listen, I'm a registered voter for South Beach.
Okay.
I don't know why I couldn't get the former minister. But I hardly do ever agree with the previous caller. But I share a sentiment. You send so much misleading information on there, and it's very difficult of what to believe or how to believe it. If there's information out there, I think our position and our government should be responsible and knock it down right away. Because by them not doing it, it's sending a bunch of misinterpretation of misleading information. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Minister.
Hey, what you say, Papa?
Everything all right. Minister, I was listening to the news, right? And I wonder, like, how you feel about if you have any view or comment on, like, I hear the Prime Minister saying that if you vote for Michael Pintard and the Free National Movement, you could be voting for the old guard. It almost sounds as crazy as when people were saying Brave Davis can't travel before he became Prime Minister.
Yeah. That's the same. That's you're right. That's how our politics go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes people like to raise the old boogeyman, you know what I mean? But like the caller before, ask him to verify that. What do you mean? Ask him what he means.
I think the idea with a national lottery is a good thing, Minister.
Mm.
I think it's a good thing. I believe that's what we need to do so we can empower the country more.
Mm.
You know, rather than just empowering one set of people.
Okay.
So I think it's a good idea. Well, they say the water was muddy, but it's getting a little clearer now, Minister.
But let me ask you a question. Who's the old guard? Because Hubert Alexander Ingram was Prime Minister of the country for 15 years non-consecutively. That means he was leader of the Free National Movement for all them years, 20 plus years. Who's the old guard? Is running him too? What do they mean? Who's the old guard? Who is the old guard?
So we gotta really think twice when we listen to these people. I'm talking to the rally and take it really, really serious and, you know, make a decision. What you think about Michael Pintard suggesting that
we need to
press the reset button? Do you think the way the government been conducting itself in the last 4.5 years, we need to go that far to think about considering the reset button?
No, I think what he meant by resetting is if you change the government, then you reset to a new administration.
Yes,
that's what he
means. I mean, Minister, I don't have a problem with it. I feel like you just have to wait too long. You know, even if you get the opportunity to press the reset button, I like the idea about about the national lottery. One thing I hear none of the parties talking about is the recall system. So when they don't do what they're supposed to do or what they promise us, they always saying that 5 years ain't enough time in spite of government being continuous, you know?
Hmm. I think you need to listen to all the sides. Now I'm listening to some of these promises from the Free National Movement. I'm listening to some of these promises from the Progressive Liberal Party. In due course, I'm going to speak to some of them. I'm not there yet. But I have questions about some of all of them, right? And this is how we should do. It's not a question whether you're for somebody or against somebody. You should be an intelligent examiner of things so that you set your own expectations based on what's realistic or more realistic than not. Okay, so we should listen to all of them. So when you hear people say things, query it. trying to find out what is the evidence, what's the rationale, what's the logic behind all of them.
Minister, I was told we don't have a monopoly on good ideas. You don't have it, and I don't have it, right?
No, sir.
And
we do
I was
not.
Wondering, like, you know, people say don't you can't say you should we shouldn't waste our time with the COI, don't take them serious. They claiming that some of these ideas, what the Free National Movement and the TLT is talking about in their manifesto or their blueprint for change, I mean blueprint for progress, is some of the ideas what they were talking about from months ago, and they going as far as to say they stealing it. So I mean, in you intelligence, so tell us how we should look at it. Agree with them that they stealing it because they had it first.
First of all, you can allege anything. I had the idea before anybody else. I've heard Lincoln Bean suggest that some of Donald Trump's those ideas came from discussions they had with him. So you can allege anything. I mean, there's a world of ideas out there, and sometimes people in two different and three different spaces can come up with the same idea at the same time. That's happened even in science.
So
you can allege anything. What you have to say is, okay, well, why don't you prove to me, send me the tape, send me the video where you said this months and months ago, and then somebody else comes
in.
Then you can say,
I believe they get, I think they get information, they get the data there, they get to prove
I'm saying that's possible. I'm not suggesting it's not possible. So if you and because you didn't let me finish, I was saying, if you then say, look, we were saying this 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 months ago, look at what they are now saying, then that's proof maybe that yes, people have then embraced your idea.
It's not a stealing.
If you put something out in the public sphere, unless it's some intellectual property that's proprietary to yourself, you can't steal a general idea.
No, you but can't you don't steal have a monopoly on the good ideas. Everybody get a mind.
No.
You know?
No. Now, the FNM and the PLP might want to give attribution. They might want to say, you know, we heard idea. If that's
true,
we heard this idea
like
from the COI.
About the COI.
They ain't gonna do it. They're not gonna do it. But no. I'm saying, if they want to really be decent, if it is true that it was embraced from the COI, then they should give attribution that way.
You think so?
Yes, you should say. Absolutely, you could say, you know, we don't agree with the COI on most things, but on this particular point, we accept that is a way to go. Now, that may give them some credibility,
you make sense. So they listening, and I guess they would consider that. Minister, you see where the person was in Hungary who was running for prime minister, they had President Trump or the vice president visit before the election and talk about how and suggest that he's the better person. This man who we get over here, Mr. Herschel Walker, who's the ambassador, he was suggesting that we shouldn't go ahead with that deal what we did with the Chinese to build this specialty hospital. He's suggesting they could help us to do something better. They even talking about doing some works at the prison or helping us with the prison, the Rand Memorial, different clinics and stuff like that. my question to you, you think we need to also consider that or reject those ideas? And do you think they going too far when those persons come into your country?
I think
might make sense, or you should head in a certain direction. I didn't hear Herschel Walker say vote FNM. I guess the only way we could stop this deal is moving the PLP. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
All right. But if the United States of America and its ambassador is interested in America's richer engagement with the Bahamas, they don't need to worry about what the Bahamas has done or is needs. What they need to do is to engage the Bahamas. That's all, period. I mean, the Chinese didn't come and say, I want to do this for you. The Chinese loan for this. Okay. Well, if the Bahamas has all kinds of things to do, if the United States of America is truly interested in engaging in the Bahamas in a deeper way, and it's already richly engaged with the Bahamas, there is no country on planet Earth more influential in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas than the United States of America. No country. So if the Bahamas was interested in diversifying itself and not being dominated by any particular global power, then it would have diversified away from the United States a long time ago, because there's no country that could influence the economic and social fortunes of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, like the United States of America. In no area you look could it be so. And let me give you the most fundamental example of that. The Bahamas' currency is pegged to the U.S. dollar. Why would you do that? And what did you do when you did that? You have made the United States of America essentially your monetary authority. And it means that you have said, my fortunes are tied to this country. The Chinese yuan don't have a 10% stake in the Bahamian economy. So if the United States wants a richer engagement, all it has to do is engage the Bahamas' private sector, engage the Bahamas' government. Don't worry about the Chinese. Do you? And then you may get more results that way. So I just watch what people do, not what people say. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us. We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi, Chicago. I am a first-time caller.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I would like to say that I listened last night to Mephisto, and I absolutely love it. I love everything he was saying in the that he wants to do, he and his team. I especially like the part where he spoke about, where they spoke special needs, me being a needs mother. That is very, very important, and I'm glad to see them highlight that. But I also agree with your previous callers that were talking about the immigration thing, and why isn't there enough being said in terms of what will be done with the persons caught with the papers once the government change? And would it be a good idea, or how possible would it be to have an immigration officer placed at every polling division with the police officer, so that if there is something that is found to be fraudulent, they are arrested right away.
Well, you don't need an immigration officer for that purpose. If you have a police officer, police officers are hired to enforce the law. So any law where there's a violation, if the presiding officer determines that somebody is suspicious of some offense, they can say to the police officer, blah, 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 and police can do their jobs.
All right. Well, that's good. But I feel as if the presence of immigration may be a deterrent.
More than a police?
Along with the police.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah, but that's it. Sorry.
I appreciate your calling. Thank you very much for calling for the first time. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, brother. How are you doing?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
All righty. Basically, just two things. More than two, but I'll just mention two that I wanted to get your opinion on. It is alleged that should the opposition win, they are thinking about closing the post office banking systems in the island as well as the capital.
Did you hear them say that?
I said it's alleged, and I'm saying to you that it's, I just need someone to clarify that, who may be from them. Because
let me ask you a question. The manifesto is available now. It's out now.
Okay.
See if you can find it in there.
Let me tell you where that's coming from.
With the greatest respect, before we go there, right? I mean, like, I could get up and allege that X, Y, and Z was the case, right? Now I just put it out in the atmosphere. But you have a document of their promises.
And that's why I'm about to say what I'm about to say to you. That's what I'm trying to say. The document states that in the outer islands, they will be introducing banking systems to help make banking easier for persons in the outer islands. But as you know, and this is...
No. You don't. You can't tell me what I know.
Okay, well, let me...
How does introducing banking systems amount to getting rid of the post office? Now, mind you, I could tell you that there could be some very good reasons to get rid of the post office, the postal banking system. When last did you see an audit of that?
Well, I definitely would not know, sir, honestly.
Okay, exactly. So let's not conflate things, right? That you have what they say they're going to do. I don't think that gets to get it up to alleging that removal of the postal system. How do you make that leap?
Well, first of all, it's not based on what I think or what I said. I'm just telling you.
No, we're not doing that today. Sorry. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Some of y'all think I'm stupid. I am not a stupid man. Okay, I'm not stupid. If you want to put something out there, you might as well come on the show and say, I just want to put something out there. But you can't, don't be irrational. Don't be illogical. All right? That don't make no sense. People who have no sense. We have a text here that says, good afternoon, sir. Kindly ask Mr. Henfield to bring it to Mr. Keith Bell's attention that we, the residents of the Bel Air community, need our park. It's Phil Smith. I think it's Phil Smith Park. Restored back to how it was before he had his workers dig trenches in it, causing danger to the children and others who want to utilize the park, but cannot because of its present condition. Okay, well, if Mr. Enfield is listening, he can do that for you. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Do we have a caller on the line? No. Okay. Do we have a caller on the line? All right, let's take our final break, our producer, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take our final break, and then when we come back, we will wrap up. We'll be back after this final break.
I'm not afraid to take a a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I listened last night to Mr. Pintard's manifesto. I do like what I heard about it. Should the FNM be employed by the Bahamian citizens? I would like to see it, if not all, become effective than most. If not all, then most. Thank you. Okay. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. I'm curious to know, with the 98 fraudulent passport that's before the courts, do you think they checked to see if those persons were registered and if those names were removed from the register? I don't know if that was done, but I can't imagine that it wouldn't have been done, but I can't say. I don't know. This text said, but that's a good question. This says, Mr. Lang, the FNM and Mr. Pintard's on the move, and we certainly welcome his team and party to make significant changes in this country. We really need real change, a new direction, much stronger immigration laws that's enforced, and freedom of information passed, said that call. Text. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Bud Lang. How you doing?
Hi. Good, hello? Good. What's up?
Yeah, man.
Go ahead.
I am a PLP supporter, right? Hello?
Uh-huh.
But I would like...
I'm listening.
I'm sending a message out to Miss Leslie Bryce, I think it is. Yeah, here in Pinecone, uh-huh. In Selinden Estate, they came on here, they did some road paving and so on. But my concern is that, you know, they never put the speed bump back. And I I'm calling on whoever they can come and please do that for us, because these fellas are using this for a drag truck now that the speed bumps are not there. I mean, I want to get that message out.
Got you. Okay, you got it. We got it. I hope they may be listening, so there you go. Thanks a lot for calling. It's Texas. Hi, Mr. Lang. The PLP and the FNM are saying a lot of things, ideas that Mr. Bean has put out to the Bahamian people, but they would never give him any kind of credit, because if they talk about his ideas, it would give him credibility. So the PLP and the FNM have mentioned many ideas. Why don't you send me 10 things? Send me, no, I'm going to give it 10. Send me 5 things that you say Mr. Bean has promised that they are now promising. Just send them to me. Send them to me. You can't just come and make that accusation. Send me five things. Five things. And then you got to say, the F&M said this, and this is what Mr. Bean said, and this is when Mr. Bean said it. All right? I can't deny maybe some of the ideas are the same, but y'all, please, give me a break. Come on, man. Let's be real in the Bahamas. Right? Let's be real. There are some ideas which just kind of generally might make sense. And maybe, yes, I mean, even I know Dr. MacGyver has mentioned some thoughts which Wayne Monroe has mentioned and so forth and so forth. That may actually be true. But don't give me this plenty ideas. Plenty. Send me five. Five. I only want five. I might even take three. This text says, whatever became of the case, the person who stole all that money from the post office bank, he is still walking around here large and in charge. Suck my teeth. So tell Lincoln, present proof. Suck my teeth. I don't even think y'all want to make. If people are embracing Mr. Bean's ideas, that could be true, even if they're embracing it. But ideas alone aren't the reason why people are going to sign on to you. They sign on to you because you have experience, you have capability and other things. So, you know, but John, do what you could do. This says, Mr. Lang, all the things going on in this country, people talking about speed bump, gotta be a PLP supporter. You showed us clearly you are. But they said they were PLP supporter. They said that, so. And there's nothing wrong with that. This text says, hello, you guys sound desperate, spewing out nonsense. Bahamian building contractors struggle to build one house in 12 months. First of all, bro, whoever you are, an incompetent Bahamian contractor would struggle to build one house in 12 months. If the house is a modest size house. If it's a huge house, for sure. But the problem with yours is you live in one area. Let me bring you to Freeport. Let me bring you to Freeport. We're not them. I have built houses. Me, Chicago, John Lang. Ain't take 12 months, bro. Not even close. So don't tell us for talking nonsense. You're talking about incompetent people who may be struggling for the resources to do something. Let me explain something to you. I'm reading the Central Bank's Quarterly Statistical Review. This was in 2019. In 1998, 1,138 residences were built across the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. 859 in New Providence alone. Okay? In 2003, 1,380 were built across the Bahamas, 864 in New Providence alone, 1,131 in 2004, and 730 in New Providence. Okay? In 2005, 1,263 across the Bahamas, 890 in New Providence. In 2006, 1,396 across the country. In New Providence, 1,101. That's just one set of data over of some periods a long time ago. Oh, y'all, please. I tell y'all before, when y'all are talking to people who don't mind researching, don't mind getting actual information, try and come correct. Okay? Please. The text says, the F&M is promising 5,000 housing units, which also covers homeowner apartments, condos, etc. If I can get taxes and concessions along with my investors, why would I not build an apartment complex or two with 100 units per year on New Providence and Grand Mamana? I'm not entirely sure how the F&M framed what it said it's doing, but that might make a difference to how it is perceived as well. All I know is 5,000 homes in 5 years is not undoable. It's not challenging, except if the resources do not exist to do it. And those resources are both public and private resources. If there's not an appetite on the part of the lending institutions, if there is not the borrowing capacity on the part of the persons who want those homes, then you're going to have a problem. But building 5,000 homes is absolutely doable if the resources are present. And anyone who says otherwise don't know what they're talking about. Do not know. Because I just told you, in 2006, the Bahamas built 1,396 homes. That's 1 year. In 1 year. In the space of 5 years between 2002 and 2007, the Bahamas built 6,000 homes. That's according to the Central Bank of the Bahamas Quarterly Statistical Review, Table 8.8, construction starts. You want to know how much completed in that same period of time? How many were completed? Okay, in that same period of time, how many houses were completed? In 2002, 1,423 was completed. In 2003, 1,438. In 2004, 1,325. In 2005, 1,514. In 2006, 1,708. In 2007, 1,625. That's more than 7,000 homes. Tell them, go check that. I don't know nothing but numbers. Not playing numbers. I sure know some, but analyzing numbers. This text says, good day. Are you guys not tired of rallies? This is 2026. We want to hear you debate your opponents and weigh the validity of your arguments versus theirs. No more parties. We want a prosperous nation, not a party nation. I don't think you'll go in any country where they don't have rallies and also maybe debates. Okay, so don't talk, but no have rallies. Rallies are part of the motivational factor for your supporters. So that's going to happen. And it's not an unintellectual thing, because if you go to rallies, if you've ever been to rallies, I don't know if you go to rallies, people actually share information. They are actually debating too. They listen to the points of other people and they make counterpoints to those things. And then they make their promises. And then the other party goes, they listen to points and make counterpoints. Just because you're not sitting down in a little forum having people put questions to you about the complicated issues and giving you 2 minutes, there's nothing intelligent about giving somebody 2 minutes to answer something complex. That's actually, it's ridiculous. It's nonsense to ask somebody in a debate forum on a complex issue, I give you 2 minutes, 3 minutes to explain it. So that's not very helpful. Also, look at what those societies that have been debating have produced in terms of their election results. And most of their citizens don't even go to the polls to vote. This text says, good afternoon, Shivago. Could you ask the former Minister of Foreign Affairs, would his FNM government have condemned America for the war crimes in Iran? Would they lend a voice to the oppressed of the world and the Bahamas in particular? It's a good question. He's not here. But you could put it to them. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. A question for your guest. If his party is to be the new government and introduce a lottery, will they then make it legal for Bahamians to gamble in existing casinos? That's a good question, too. This says, afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'm enjoying your show. I believe the 5,000 affordable homes is doable. I think we say the national lottery is an equalizer. Just look. FNM party, you make everyone feel important. Mr. Pintard is in season. It says, good afternoon, Shivago. On Saturday, PLP campaigned on rent control. Do you really feel like they can do anything with rent prices? I feel that was just trying to appeal to the masses. How can they tell the landlords what to charge when a lot of intangibles are factored in the location? I may pay more if the apartment is 5 minutes from my work or school for my children. Wow. You guys have a lot of texts. Cannot read them all. I'm so sorry. Running out of time. Anyway, maybe tomorrow you see where we are, because we got a lot of election talking to talk about. You're listening live on Chicago Line, your host. So glad that you could join us today. God's best life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all have a fantastic afternoon. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through.